Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. The first one is our flagship site, which is just about to become 10 years old. And just about to have a birthday. I think next month it'll have a birthday. And then, by the way, at that site, you can find our newsletter, our blog, the archives, articles, thousands of all of those. And you can find the show. You can podcast our show from there if you want to. So check that out when you get a chance. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. So I hope you check that out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use all the things that we have for free. Leslie Grossman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a member of our Brain Trust. It's good to have her back. She's co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, which is an organization that helps women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm delighted to be here this morning.
Leslie, in 1922, the Episcopal Church removed the word obey from the bride section of the wedding vows. And I was just joking earlier. I just said, you know, that I thought things had gone downhill ever since then. And I could just see it. I can just imagine some of the women I know, the hair coming up on the back of their neck, you know, and the veins. You know, you don't realize women have veins in their forehead until you say things like that.
Well, I like to think that women are beginning to see that as a joke.
I hope. Have we gotten to that point, Leslie? Seriously, I'm glad you made that point. Have we gotten to the point where we can laugh about the differences?
Oh, I really think we can.
For a long time, though.
That's true. You're absolutely right, Jim. But I think these days, both women and men have come to the realization of how we are different, how we think different, how we make decisions differently, and we can laugh about it. You know, and we both have our place in the world, and we can feel confident in what we do.
My wife is a very liberated person, but we have a lot of fun. And, you know, I respect her immensely. She's my partner in business and in life. And,
right.
But when we go out with couples, you know, I'm always teasing about this kind of thing. And the other women seem to get agitated about stuff like that. And I'm thinking, you know, take a chill pill. Get a grip. It's just, we're just having some fun here.
That's true. But, you know, I think you hit on something. A good marriage is a partnership, just like in business. A good, you know, partners in business that are effective. And I think, I know I'm fortunate to have that kind of relationship with my husband, too, where we can laugh about those things. And we know we both contribute to the marriage and the relationship and the family and everything else. And
we don't have to be enemies, do we?
Absolutely not. Women and men.
We need
to work together.
Well, isn't that really the one of the things that some people who enter the marketplace, and I wonder, you know, I don't think men think of women as enemies, but I think sometimes women, and probably for good reason, they've had some, you know, they've been abused or they've been in bad marriages or whatever, they've been a victim of some jerk or something, and I could see where sometimes women would think that men were the enemy, but it really is not a good attitude to bring to the marketplace, is it?
It certainly isn't, and it's interesting, Jim, because even in the business world, though, a lot of women see other women as enemies, and that's something that at Women's Leadership Exchange we're trying to change. You know, the whole idea that women can help each other. You know, a lot of women say that are out in the corporate world say they get more help from men that are above them than other women.
Yeah.
And so one of the things at Women's Leadership Exchange that we show women is that we all need to support each other, and we men supporting women helping men in business, and women helping each other in business, which for some women, believe it or not, Jim, is a new idea.
Well, yeah, you know, and I said this earlier. When I told the audience you were coming, I said that women have a few extra challenges when they enter the marketplace, and I said some of them are self-imposed.
Yes, exactly, and I think some of that comes from fear. You know, a fear they've gotten to a certain point and afraid that they're going to lose it. And one of the things that we tell our members at Women's Leadership Exchange at our conferences around the country is that it's not about a small pie and you got a little piece of it. It's about us expanding that pie to be more success out in the business world for all of us. And there's plenty of room. It's an abundance mentality, Jim.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what, and of course, men have this challenge too. It's not, this is not just a women's franchise. A lot of people, and some political people, get the idea that the marketplace is a finite pie, and it's really not.
Absolutely, I agree.
It's not, an economy like ours in the United States. It's not a zero-sum game. If I get something, that doesn't mean somebody else loses.
Absolutely. And that's why one of the things that we talk about a lot is for business owners to create their circles of influence, and that you need to have a circle of people around you that you are constantly expanding that can be out there to help you, and you help them as well, because it's a mutual thing. When you have a circle of influence, that means that you've got people that you trust and that trust you, that are rooting for you, and you're rooting for their success as well.
You've got to build these relationships, don't you?
Absolutely. And that is not only the key to success in business, but I think it's the key to success and happiness in life.
Do you know the Longer Burger Basket story?
I do, but you want to share it? I know it's
a
good one.
Well, Tammy Longaberger is Dave Longaberger's daughter. Dave is no longer with us. He's gone onto that great basket weaving place in the sky, and he went from being a dyslexic, learning disabled person to making a $800 million a year basket weave company from his father's part time hobby.
Right.
And he told all of the people who were part of his organization, your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build.
And
let me tell you something. Ironically, most of the people who are being wildly successful as a result of Dave Longaberger are women. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Leslie Grossman. She's the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about these networks and these centers of influence who can help you. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Grossman, the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. Leslie, give us your website, please.
Oh, www.womensleadershipexchange.com.
.com. What do we find when we get there?
All kinds of resources for businesses. You can reach articles, kind of like you have those kinds of things too, but also the tools that we offer. Information about our conferences that are held all over the country, with the latest one being Thursday, September 27th in Santa Clara, California. We have Carly Fiorina as our keynote speaker.
All right.
And, you know, and the whole attitude and kind of what we were talking about, Jim, even at the conferences, we show women how to help each other by having facilitated networking where everybody gets the chance to ask for the help they need to grow their business.
One of the things women do well, and much better than men, is they ask for help. Men, you know, we don't ask for directions. We don't like to stop and ask for directions. We don't read directions. We just go right for putting the toys together or whatever. But women stop and ask questions, and that's a good thing. That's one of the reasons I think women are going to be successful, and are going to continue to be successful in the marketplace, is they don't have this huge ego that tells them they're already supposed to know. They ask questions, and that's good.
No, it is good. But the thing that women don't have that men have is they don't have the kind of network that so many men have. You know, because the men, they have what you call the old boys network. You know, they need something, they call up, Jim, I've got an event, I need you to support me, can you write me a check? And they do.
Yep.
Women don't do that.
Well, is that because they don't do it or because they haven't been doing it?
Well, they haven't learned how to do that, and they sometimes don't want to impose on other people, or they think it's not right to ask for something for themselves.
They may be afraid the other person will say, "Can you believe she just did that?"
Right, exactly. They're afraid what people will think of them. And one of the things that women like to look good. They like to look in control. And we have to learn that it's okay to say, you know what, I need some help with this. My business isn't doing so well right now. I need some new clients. I'm looking to meet so-and-so. Could you introduce me to this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in that regard, women are not out there doing that, and that's where if you have your circle of influence that you trust and they trust you, you don't feel vulnerable. You feel that it's okay because you know the person trusts you, so it's all right to ask them for help.
Well, see, here's the thing. Sometimes maybe what they miss is, you know, women don't want to come across as being pushy. And frankly, it's not a very attractive thing when anyone's pushy, man or woman, but especially not for women. But it's not pushy if you've already built a relationship with someone.
Absolutely. And it's the way you go about asking them, too.
Yeah.
Not demanding.
Yeah.
You know, not like it's coming to you. You're doing it because, and also because not only do you ask of them, but you're there to help them as well. So it's an equal a sharing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'd like to encourage women to do is something that's very powerful. And that's and it's doing something for others first.
Absolutely.
Thinking about other people first, and when you've done that, when you've already cast that bread on those waters in advance, then whenever it's time for it to come back the other way, it's a natural progression, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because I try to practice that, Jim. When I meet someone in a networking situation and we get to talking and I learn about their business, I'll say to them, well, how can I support you? What can I do to help you with your business? I'll ask that first.
That's the most powerful question in the marketplace. What can I do to help you?
Exactly. And that right away begins to build trust because the other person knows that you're not in it for you. You are looking to help them. And when I say it, I sincerely mean it, because I'm always thinking in my head, who can I introduce this person to? How could I connect them with somebody that could help them? That's always what's going on in my mind. And you know what? I think that's why it's come back to me 100-fold in my life.
If you want to stop, if you look across the room at someone that you admire, someone that you, male or female, that you would like to do business with, someone who is above you in the marketplace pecking order, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stop them in their tracks and have them focus their eyes on you full force, ask them, say this question, what can I do to help you? They'll stop in their tracks and they will look at you. And they'll take you seriously.
Right. You're right. They'll never forget you.
Mm-mm. I've done it. It works like a charm.
Yeah.
But you got to be prepared to back that up.
Exactly. You have to be committed to it.
Yeah.
It can't be lip service.
That's right. So, Leslie, this has been a lot of fun, and we're just about out of time. Tell me where some of the other events are going to be that you're going to be having.
Santa Clara, as I said, September 27th. That's in Silicon Valley. Then we'll be in New York on October 30th in New York City. And then we will be in Atlanta, November 14th.
All right. And so you're doing seven of those this year, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Can we find out what happened? If we don't get to go, can we find out what happened on your website?
Absolutely. You'll see a report of it. Go up on the website.
Women's Leadership Exchange.com. Leslie Grossman is the co-founder. Leslie, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Okay, Jim. Great talking to you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.